This is Stateside. I'm Laura Weber Davis in for April Baer. Michigan has reached a vaccination rate of 60% for the first dose of COVID-19 vaccine. That's for people 16 years and older. But what about the littles, kids under 12 years old who are not yet eligible for that vaccine? With school out and many kids headed to summer camps and daycare, is the risk of infection for young kids still there? Dr. Rebecca Shine is a pediatric infectious disease specialist, and she's assistant professor in the Department of Pediatrics and Human Development at Michigan State University. Dr. Shine, welcome to Stateside.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So with the last surge of infections in the state, we saw more kids getting COVID and being hospitalized. Right now, we're in a phase where COVID cases are falling and dramatically lower. 60% of Michiganders 16 years old and older have gotten at least one dose of the vaccine. So what is your read of the current situation in the state?
So I think we're doing better. As you mentioned, the rate of infections has gone down. The number of hospitalized patients has gone down, all of which are good signs. And as the vaccine rates improve and increase, hopefully we won't have a future wave if we can get enough people vaccinated soon enough.
So when it comes to kids, we've heard that the risk of any kids getting COVID is tied pretty closely to the level of community spread. And with that being dramatically reduced right now in most parts of the state, is there then also a much reduced cause for concern for unvaccinated kids?
Well, certainly the rate of children infection is related to the rate in the community. Unfortunately, though, as young children, children under 12 years of age are the only group that can't be vaccinated, they are at higher risk of sort of becoming a reservoir. So it's important to get as many people vaccinated around them as possible, because that will create what we call herd immunity and protect them by making the rates around them lower.
So when school was really getting more active this spring and we saw a return to some sports, we saw maybe some of what you would call those reservoirs among some student athletes as well, and in the high school age particularly. Have we seen any emergence of these reservoirs among little kids in daycares or even in beginning day camp type settings?
So not to my knowledge. Younger children tend to be more asymptomatic. So teenagers tend to be more similar to adults in the way that they have in their infection and the amount of symptoms they have. But young children tend to be more asymptomatic. Most of what we have seen have been children who've been presumed to have COVID because everybody else in the household had it and they maybe had some cold-like symptoms rather than large numbers of children, young children being positive.
So the CDC says that if you're vaccinated, you can resume activities that you did before the pandemic. What's the recommendation for kids under age 12? What are they supposed to do right now?
So the recommendations have not changed for children under age 12 because they are not eligible for vaccination. So the American Academy of Pediatrics released a statement addressing this issue, and they basically said that children between 2 years of age and 12 years of age who are ineligible to be vaccinated should continue to wear masks the same way they were before vaccines started to be administered. We don't recommend routine masking for children under 2 years of age, primarily because there's some concern that they could choke. But if they're over two, we do recommend masks. If they're under two, then the goal would be to try to keep them out of community exposures, or if you're taking them out and about, to try to keep them, you know, further away from people or somewhat sheltered in like their strollers, et cetera.
So as we're seeing a return then to daycare and summer camps, we're seeing a lot more outdoor activity. Should parents feel comfortable with their unvaccinated children under age 12 playing outdoors with new kids without masks?
According to the American Academy of Pediatrics statement and basically what we know, if you're outdoors, certainly with your own family, then the risk is pretty low and they shouldn't be concerned and they should let their children play. If they're playing outdoors with other children, you know, we want to encourage spacing, you know, not coughing and sneezing on each other. If your children are sick, you should keep them home. You should not let them go outdoors and play. But the risk is definitely less if they're outside than if they're inside in a closed space.
I think our definition of what means sick for our kids has become a little bit elastic and has probably shrunk quite a bit in this past year from what we would have said maybe 2 years ago about what would dictate a child is sick. So for those parents out there who wonder, is my child sick enough to keep home right now? What is that the threshold for you or some of the markers of what should really keep a child home?
Right. So I think previously we used to think that they had to really have like a fever. Now I think if they're actively coughing or sneezing, we would err on the side of keeping them home. However, I understand that it's also allergy season. And the pollen rates are very high right now. So they could be coughing and sneezing due to allergies. So if this is more of a virus, the coughing and sneezing would last about a week. If it's a prolonged episode of coughing and sneezing where it's unchanged for weeks, then that's more likely to be allergies. And your pediatrician or family doctor could also help figure that out as well.
What do we know about the status of the vaccine for kids under age 12 right now? I know that we're in the testing phase, but do we have any updates as far as when we might see that applied to the general population?
So I don't know exactly when it'll be released. I know that they've been looking at trying to go down to age 5 and that, you know, the FDA is reviewing data and data is being collected for children in studies. Interestingly, in Europe and Britain, they are not looking at bringing the vaccine under age 18, but Israel has been using it in adolescents for longer than we have.
What do you tell parents who are still on the fence about whether or not they're going to get their kid vaccinated when it's available?
We tell them that vaccine is the best thing we know of to prevent COVID, and that COVID can make you very sick. And although children don't tend to get as sick, they are still at risk for some post-COVID inflammatory responses, namely what we call MISC, or multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children, which can cause significant inflammation and some lingering side effects. So getting your child vaccinated will help protect them and let them go about their normal activities more safely.
When it comes to the hesitancy, I think there are some people who are afraid of whatever the fallout might be, any potential side effects. What do we know about side effects that could be there in children?
So in general, the COVID vaccine is fairly well tolerated. Most of the side effects are local site reactions, or you can have some degree of fever, malaise that lasts for about 24 hours around the vaccine, and it's usually done within 2 days. Most children do pretty well. There has been this concern about myocarditis or pericarditis occurring after the vaccine. There have been about 500 cases that have been reported to the VAERS network, which is the vaccine monitoring network where we monitor all side effects for vaccines. And about 200, a little over 200, to around 250 cases that have actually been confirmed. As far as we know, the people who have had myocarditis after the vaccine, it seems to occur within a few days of the second dose, but we're unsure whether it's really a reaction to the first or the second dose, that they've pretty much recovered well. 80% have recovered with no lingering side effects to our knowledge. And the other 20% just are still acutely being treated, but we haven't heard of any major bad outcomes. So we have no concerns about continuing to recommend the vaccine at this time. We will continue to monitor, or we being the CDC and the FDA will continue to monitor the side effects and the reports and make any changes to recommendations as they come up.
So when there have been some patients who have experienced this side effect, what are the symptoms? What is the reaction in the body?
So it's what we call myocarditis. And so the main symptom is chest pain, sometimes a little bit of shortness of breath. The chest pain seems to last a few days to about a week, and then it goes away.
Dr. Schein, what other lessons do you think should be learned from the pandemic, whether it's for kids or parents, caregivers, maybe even pediatricians?
So I think that this is not the first pandemic that has occurred, and it likely won't be the last. So, the fact that we were able to generate a vaccine so quickly, I think, is a wonderful response and shows how medicine has evolved. But, you know, hand washing is always going to be important. Being aware of whether you're sick and people around you are sick is always going to be important. And those are the best things you can do to protect yourself.
Dr. Rebecca Schein is a pediatric infectious disease expert at Michigan State University. Dr. Schein, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.